Equipment manufacturer establishes plant in Lusaka South Economic Zone. In international news, Kenyan president defends controversial US-backed Ebola facility. And finally, within sports news, Zambian Breweries AB InBev launches Carling Black Label FIFA World Cup 2026 campaign.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I am Shekinah Sakala. Two men have tragically died after being trapped in a collapsed mining pit during alleged illegal aquamarine mining activities in Choma District. The deceased have been identified as 47-year-old Jasper of Chunga Village in Chief Mwemba's area of Sinazongwe District and 48-year-old Arnold of Nkungwe B compound in Mamba. According to Southern Province Commanding Officer Monona Malongo, the incident occurred at approximately 16 hours on May 31, 2026, at an open pit mine located on the edge of a steep hill in Luwe Village under Chief Choma in Choma District. Mr. Namalongo explained that the two men, along with other unidentified individuals, were allegedly involved in illegal aquamarine mining when the pit wall suddenly collapsed, burying them under debris. In Chingola on the Copper Belt, a 36-year-old small-scale miner has died in a pile of earth collapsed on him while conducting illegal mining activities. In a statement availed to our Copper Belt News Bureau, Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yui says the now deceased is in the company of his friends, who were conducting illegal mining activities at KCM dump site when the tunnel they were working on collapsed and buried him. Mr. Yui said with the help of other illegal miners, they managed to retrieve one miner alive while the other one was unresponsive and pronounced dead upon arrival at Nchanga North General Hospital. The body of the deceased was later physically inspected and showed no signs of visible injuries. Within a separate development, independent parliamentary aspirant for Chonge West, Dr. Alexius Mulemba, has promised to transform the constituency through a governance model focused on corporate management principles, transparency, and community-led decision-making. Speaking on Voice of the People's Power Breakfast Show, Dr. Mulemba noted that despite good intentions at the national leadership level, a disconnect between policymakers and local communities continues to impede grassroots development. He said his leadership approach would prioritize inclusivity by empowering wards through devolving decision-making authority to local structures, including ward chairpersons, councillors, and community leaders, especially in the allocation of development contracts. Dr. Mulemba proposed that development funds should directly benefit constituency residents. He also outlined plans to establish an independent investment authority fund to oversee constituency development projects separate from existing structures. In Livingston, Livingston District Commissioner Eunice Nawa has stated that the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, continues to bring development closer to communities through projects that directly improve people's lives. Speaking during the commissioning of the 7 CDF-funded projects and the handover of a new ambulance in Livingston yesterday, Ms. Nawa said the government has invested over 7.4 million kwacha in infrastructure and social services across the district. She said the projects include Simonga Market Shelter, 8 boreholes in Kasia Ward, Zambezi Drainage Phase 5, a crossing point at Riverside Market and Burton, and Maramba Sewer System, the final phase of Kaluka Health Post, together with a staff house, incinerator, and water reticulation system. Meanwhile, Livingston Council Town Clerk Sombo Kawelila stated that the completed constituency development fund projects will greatly enhance the lives of residents across the district. She highlighted that the Kalukala Health Post, Staff House and Water Reticulation System will improve healthcare delivery, while boreholes and Kasia Ward have resolved water challenges for many residents. A Serbian agriculture equipment manufacturer has started setting up a manufacturing and assembly plant in the Lusaka South Multi-Facility Economic Zone. FPM Agromechanic, one of Europe's largest agriculture equipment manufacturers, says the plant is expected to become fully operational within the next 8 to 10 weeks. Company founder and president Lubinko Goblicic says the facility will assemble the agricultural equipment for the Zambian market for export and to neighboring countries. Mr. Globicic says that the company currently exports its products to 65 countries worldwide, but has not had a presence in Southern Africa until now. He adds that the investment will help build the capacity of Zambian farmers and contribute to increased agricultural productivity. Meanwhile, Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamandu says the project supports government's efforts to diversify the economy away from dependence on copper production. Mr. Hamandu says the plant is expected to create jobs for local people and strengthen the country's agricultural sector. And Serbian Ambassador to Zambia, Jasna Zrovnik, did say that Serbia remains committed to supporting Zambia's agricultural development. Ms. Zrovnik did say that the Serbian government will this year increase the number of Zambian students receiving fully funded scholarships to study agriculture in Serbia. She notes that 4 Zambian students were sponsored earlier this year and expressed confidence that the program will help develop skilled agricultural professionals for the country. In international news, Kenya's president on Tuesday defended the opening of an Ebola quarantine center for U.S. nationals after a court halted the plan and security forces that were tear gas protesters, fearing the deadly virus could spread in the country. The U.S.-built facility at Kenya's Likaipa Air Base was due to open last week, according to U.S. officials, to quarantine Americans arriving from the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, which is battling a major Ebola outbreak. The center, which is about 200 kilometers from the capital, Nairobi, was said to have 50 isolation beds and to be managed by U.S. medical staff. A violent protest broke out near the facility on Monday amid anger at the U.S. using Kenyan soil and bringing Ebola patients to the country. They were met with tear gas from police. Still within international news, Ghana and the United Kingdom signed on Monday the landmark UK-Ghana partnership, which is to help transform the economy and create thousands of opportunities for people. The deal, worth £215 million, was signed by the British High Commissioner to Ghana, Christian Rogge, and his counterpart, Sabazita Benson, Ghana's High Commissioner to the UK, during the Ghana-UK Investment Summit in London on Monday. It targets 4 main areas that include delivery of world-class education, enabling easier trade for Ghanaian businesses, attracting private investment, and driving industrial growth. Ghana's President John Dramani Mahama said that at the summit, the country was on the right path to restoring the economy. We take a short break and we'll return with the sports news, where Zambian Breweries AB InBev has launched the Carling Black Label FIFA World Cup 2026 campaign.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Zambian Breweries AB InBev has launched the Carling Black Label FIFA World Cup 2026 campaign, marking a major milestone in Zambia's celebration ahead of the world's biggest sporting event kicking off next week. With all continental representatives vying to claim the prestigious trophy, the campaign aims to rally sports fans and foster national pride across Zambia. Speaking at the launch last evening, Ministry of Youth, Sports and Arts Permanent Secretary Kangwa Chileshe emphasized the significance of the initiative, noting that it will promote sports development government to engage the youth and strengthen national security and unity. Mr. Tuleshe said the campaign aligns perfectly with the government's agenda of supporting sports growth and encouraging partnerships between the public and private sectors. He also praised Zambian Brewers PLC and Carling Black Label brand for their